And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Crack that beer. Not so live from the Maximum Rock and Roll Kitchen. Here we are. Hal's here. Chad's here. I am Rotten Ron. And, you know, we're rocking out here on a Sunday afternoon. Or, I mean, Saturday night. Or
no, it's
or,
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. That's right. What day is it supposed to be?
Sometimes it's recorded at funny times. But, you know, it's all good. It's all great music. And
it's all fantastic.
Okay.
Anyway, with that stellar intro, we're going to start off with the Slow Motions from Japan. I miss them because I was doing a radio show, but they're really good. This song's called Panic and Spoiler.
We'll be right back.
right. That was pretty spooky, wasn't it? Don't you, totally, you guys, dude. I feel pretty scared right now.
Good thing, like, I'm wearing black.
Yeah, no, I'm not, but I wish I was. That was Belgrado. I think they're from Spain. That song was called Clockwise. I guess I got a lot of Spanish stuff going on here. Before that was Escroto de Rata with Rock and Roll Mugre. What does that mean? Like Rock and Roll Death or something like that? And The Problems from Portland with Buzz Off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they have a nice picture of Brucey on the inside. Cool. before that was Hank Wood and the Hammerheads with Shoulda Listened to Mama. And I think that's got some dudes from Crazy Spirit in it. I don't know, but it's pretty good. It sounds fucked up. And we started off with the Slow Motions from Japan with Panic and Spoiler. And Hal, what are you doing? Hey, I'm just going to keep talking. Hey.
I just got some new, I got some new junks. Yeah, I'm just going to play whatever. This is the Gaggers. I don't know. There's some English guys that look like they're trying pretty hard, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here they go. Oh, yeah.
very good reason for being loaded tonight. I've been drinking all day.
When I'm drunk, I confess that I'm doing my best, but I still seem to wind up a mess. But I turn off the light and I howl with delight, and I dance through the night when I'm drunk. When I'm drunk, I believe that it's okay to weave. The fact is I'm the bartender tonight.
To the bartender!
And I'm rich and I'm poor and I'm fucking hardcore, and I love to drink more when I'm drunk.
Yeah, yeah, wow. The Barfer Eaters. Yeah, man, I saw them last week, and they still friggin' got it. And Cecil was—he needed a microphone, but you know, Trey, like, I think he said basically what Cecil wanted to say.
Okay, do they really eat barf?
They feed on barf. I think, or they, yeah, they feed at bars. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, that was some sort of weird split thing they did with Leppish. And it's Filthy Little Split, that's what it's called. And yeah, that song was When I'm Drunk. And previous to that were The Luds, that's with two E's, and a song called Where to Begin. Previous to that was Samuel Locke Ward and the Boohoos doing Dull and Boring, and it's a split with Joe Jack Talcum and the Powders. And I think it's all the same guys, and Joe's singing backups and doing things like that.
Hey, and it's hand numbered too.
Yeah, and it's, you know, he's that dude from the
number 8.
Yeah, the Dead Milkmen and yada yada. Then on And previous to that were the Unreleasables on P-Trash Records. And that was off the EP Six Songs for Sick Minds and I Want to Kill Myself. A beautiful little ditty there. And then everybody was laughing at how punk the Gaggers look on their Rip You Apart LP.
The tattoo in that dude's hand is amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Anyways, that was Spit You Out, and fine record that one is. Anyways, what we got next there?
Hold on. I forgot to introduce the opening song, and that was this band Drapetomania from South Central LA, and the song was called De Niro, and it's really good, and I saw them live, and they rock. So there. Hey, Chad.
Hey. Hey, so, yeah, it's Chad. Commemorate another lovely gray summer July day in San Francisco.
Adam's too hungover to come out and play with us today.
I'm going to start mine off with, a nice sunny beach tune, you know, in hopes that it's a little nicer weather at some point. Because it's always sunny in Iraq. This is regulations. Baghdad Beach Party.
Right on! See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die. You don't like what we do for the bank. See how we die see how we die.
That was the Skeptics, old English band, Another Day.
Kind of skeptic from the, about that one.
Yeah, Return to Hell, skeptic. 7-inch.
There's a skull on the cover.
I was skeptical about the length of the song, but other than that, it was great. Before that, brand new Smogtown, 7 inches out. That song was called You Don't Like What We Do For A Living, See How We Die on Hostage Records. I guess Reborn. They've put out records in ages. Before that was the Sydney Ducks, San Francisco band Stray Dogs, brand new 7 inch. Before that, old 90s band Corrupted Ideals, peace punk band, I think they called. They were called at the time. Western World, killer song. Before that, Battle Ruins. Hardcore guys doing, you know, more street punk kind of stuff. That was called Blood Eagle on Rock and Roll Disgrace Records. And kick it off was Baghdad Beach Party by The Regulations off their newest record, To Be Me. Killer record. Some people are saying it's not as good as the first. Maybe that's true, but it's still a killer record.
Yeah.
Still a killer
record. Baghdad Beach Party. Ron?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It looks like we're coming down to it. I just moved recently, so I dug out some records, so I'm going to play some old shit that, you know, I found while I was digging around. It's the Undertakers from East L.A. Motherfucker. All right. That was the fucking motherfucking Motards, who I play way too fucking much because I love them. That was Nothing Ever Changes. And before that, Undertakers from East L.A., old ass band with Register to Die.
The.
Found that record. Oh, the Undertakers or the, or how about just Undertakers or whatever. Anyway, I have to read some shit. Thanks for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll. We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world week for free. If you like what, why not donate? Give us money. Donating is easy. It's tax deductible. Go on our website, themaximumrockandroll.com, and click the Give Us Cash button. Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146. And that's in the good old U.S. of A. We have a censored fucking version of the show, and you can get that somewhere. I don't care. And that's radio maximumrockandroll.com, radio at docs, blah, 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 blah. Send us two copies of vinyl, one copy of CD only releases and cassettes to Maximum Rock and Roll P.O. Box. I already did that, so you know the address, so fuck off. And just Twitter us. Okay.
Twitter's so cool. You know, Twittering's totally punk.
I know. You know, I mean, like, I can, catch up on the latest celebrity action. Or whatever. Anyway, I'm going to close off with the Insaints, Losers Club. Check out the movie Last Fast Ride. I'm in it, and I look stellar.
You look marvelous.
I look marvelous. You'll love it. It's a good story, and this song will appeal to you.
Everybody hates me, and I just don't fucking care.